In the sports talk radio justice world, mediocre quarterback play and porous tackling are considered especially heinous. On the Lance J Show, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad at Paragon 7 Studios. These are their stories.
LSU is the best college football opening and will be the best football opening during this cycle. And if I was Lane Kiffin, I would really consider going to LSU. Look, I'm a big Kurt Cignetti fan. I like the concept of, hey, if I'm at Indiana, if I'm at a school that's not a blue blood, not a powerhouse, and I'm able to elevate them to greatness, I'm able to build them into something, that's a better move than sitting in someone else's shadow, than going to Alabama and following Nick Saban or following Urban Meyer somewhere or some of the great coaches historically. I get that. I get that James Franklin, even though Penn State went through the mess that they did with the Sandusky situation and the sexual abuse that happened on their campus within the corridors of their football program. So I get that following, you know, Joe Paterno was still a god there. And it was a terrible ending, but you're still in Joe Paterno's shadow when it comes to winning. And so I understand that Lane Kiffin, if you're able to win a national championship at Ole Miss, that's probably more important than winning a national championship at LSU. But LSU is a premium job. Penn State is not that type of job. Florida, even as good as the recruiting ground is in Gainesville, is not the same type of job as LSU. LSU recruits the panhandle of Florida. They can get Florida people to come there. They have Louisiana. They have Mississippi. They have Alabama. The southern parts of those states. And they're deep in the Texarkana area. They're getting great players from Houston that go to Baton Rouge to go to school. LSU is a sleeping giant. You look at how many players are in the NFL. I think in the NFL, I don't have it in front of me, but you have the three true blue bloods currently in college football. You have Ohio State, you have Alabama, you have Georgia. Those are the best teams in football. I know that we want to assume that Indiana is going to make some waves in the playoff this year. They probably will. And then Michigan likes to think that they're in the chat. They're not in the chat. Some of these other SEC schools, Tennessee, Texas, not quite there. USC, they might have a good season here or there. USC is also a sleeper giant. They get the right coach. USC could go and win 12, 13 games every season. But there are really only three blue bloods right now, and LSU would be the fourth when it comes to putting players in the NFL. LSU has so much talent. So they don't just put guys in the NFL. The people that go to LSU to play in the NFL are Pro Bowlers, all pro, elite level talents, faces of the franchise. You could go to LSU, and if the right coach is there that can handle the pressure and can recruit, I can build that program. You have Death Valley. You have the fan base. It's a bit of a wonky fan base. Most elite schools, look, Ohio State's fan base, I've been Ohio State fan for 35 years. Ohio State's fan base is insane. I have friends that think, hey, if Ryan Day doesn't beat Michigan this year, he should still be on the hot seat. I'm like, yeah, you're crazy. So fans have unrealistic expectations. Expectations at Texas are insane. I think Sark, he's fumbling the bag with Arch. And if you look at their schedule, they still play three or four really good teams. Texas could go 7-5. And that, I'm hearing rumors that Sark is sniffing around Nashville, Tennessee for the Titans job. And I'm also hearing rumors that Herb is hanging out in Central PA. And if you've ever been to Central PA, which I have, there's nothing else there but Penn State. So if you see Urban Meyer at a local Kroger or Piggly Wiggly or whatever the chain, the supermarket chain is, and he's in there getting some groceries because he's hanging out in Altoona or somewhere like that, that means that he's dusting off the old resume and chopping it up with Penn State about that job. I think Brian Kelly's done. I don't see, and maybe Brian Kelly goes to UCLA as kind of a semi-retirement, go out to California, get a nice place out in Malibu. But I think Brian Kelly is done. I mean, he's an older guy. He's in his 60s. This firing for him. I mean, if I had 54 M's, him and James Franklin, they could pull their money together and like buy the Dallas Cowboys or something like that. To have 54 M's in the bank to not come to work in the morning, that is a testament to American ingenuity and greatness. Now that's the true definition of making America great. But I really love that LSU job. I think that that's a job. You go in there now, you're gonna have a lot of pressure. You're expected to win national championships media. I think Herb would be a great coach for LSU. You need a savage. You need someone who's insane. That's the one thing about coaches in college football that people don't really understand. To be successful as a college football coach, really as an NFL coach as well, and I see this trait in basketball, but really more in football, especially college football, you have to be a savage. You have to be a sociopath. You almost in many ways have to be a bad person. You have to want to win more than anything else. You got to get up in the morning, put on the school colors. What can I do to win today? What can I do to win the room, to own the room, to own the press conference? Everything that you do, you're a savage. You're an alpha. You're a destroyer. You got to take the soul. If you're Michigan, you want to beat Ohio State 20 times in a row. There's no mercy. You don't care if the coaches get fired. You don't care if the boosters turn on the school. You don't care if the AD, the president, gets fired. You have to be a savage. You have to be a sociopath to be successful. I see those traits in Nick Saban. You see those traits in Urban Meyer. You see those traits in Lane Kiffin. I didn't see that trait in James Franklin. I don't see that trait in Lincoln Riley. I don't see that trait in Sherrone Moore. Doesn't mean that they're not great coaches. You saw Ryan Day get his keister kicked so bad by Michigan that he activated savage mode because it was kill or be killed. And that's what college football is in essence. I think you got to send a savage down there. That's why I think that Herb would be a great 5-year person to run LSU. You can't send Brian Hartline or one of these hotshot assistant coaches. They can't go to LSU. That's a pit of vipers. Those people down there are crazy. Insane. If Sark leaves Texas, you can't send a first-time head coach or somebody that was at UAB or FIU and was very successful. You got to send a big-time coach who's insane and has a screw loose, that has no regard for human life. And I'm just curious to see what the next move. I think that Lane Kiffin, that I would leave Mississippi for LSU if I was Lane Kiffin. I don't know how attractive that Penn State job is. That's a different job. You're not recruiting the type of talent. You got Ohio State, you got Daddy 5 hours to the west of you. But that LSU job and the Florida job, I think the right coach there, I think Florida's kind of sandwiched in between some of these other schools. I think Florida was an outlier when Herb and when Steve Spurrier was there. Now, I know that that's a great place. Gainesville is a great college town. And Florida, obviously, you recruit the state of Florida. You have a lot of talent. And then you got Southern Georgia. You can go up to Atlanta and get talent. But I think LSU is the best job by far out there. They get the right coach. They win a natty literally the next year. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network. Paragon 7 Studios.
noticeable, exhausted, stressed, or anxious. When you have days that just feel too hard to get through, you are not alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with mental health or problems with drugs or alcohol, help is right in your hands. Call or text 988 to connect with a National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline specialist and get support whenever you need it. Help is here. Call or text 988.
SiriusXM 141 HUR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lance J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lance J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices,
stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses
and we need our doctors,
but hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patients.